There are seven brands, and they scored them on Taste of Home website, and I want to hear from you guys. And by the way, the frozen pizza that my parents always get, bought it yesterday when we went grocery shopping, is featured on this list, and it's at number three, and they swear by it. And I've had it, and it's very good, and we'll get to that one in a little bit. Number seven on the list is California Pizza Kitchen Signature Pepperoni. Is it weird that every time I go to California Pizza Kitchen, I get a salad? Is that weird?
What salad is it, pray tell?
It's a chopped salad. It's got like ham and stuff in it and eggs.
It's very Californian of you.
Well, I just don't like their pizza very much. I just don't like their pizza. But whenever I go there, I like the salads. So I have a salad. California Pizza Kitchen. You guys ever have the frozen California Pizza Kitchen? I'll speak sometime. I'm on the radio.
I think I have.
The frozen version?
Party. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I have. It's okay. I don't know why I bought it. I'm not crazy about the pizza at the restaurant, but I bought the frozen version of it, probably because it was on sale and I'm a moron. At the very bottom of our list was a pepperoni pie from by the way, I hate it when people refer to it as pie. I can't stand that. Hey, man, let's order a pie. I can't stand that. And also, have you ever heard it referred to? And I don't know where they say this. You guys ever heard it referred to as a wheel?
What?
As a wheel?
That's weird.
That is weird.
I'm trying to. I don't. Maybe that's. It's got to be a. It's got to be a.
Regionalism.
Yeah, regional thing. And I can't remember where one of my cohorts at the Factory Theater. They wrote a scene in a play, and they said, "Hey, you want to order a wheel?" And the other people in the play were like, "Yeah, let's order it." And I'm thinking to myself, "What the hell is what are they ordering for your car, for your bike?
A cheese wheel?
I guess because it's round. And I don't know where it came from. I should have asked. I was friends with the person who wrote the scene, and I don't know where. I mean, I thought maybe they were just being wacky and making something up, but I guess that referring to a pizza as a wheel is might be a real thing.
And no one else questioned it?
No.
Hmm.
You know, we were drunk a lot at the factory, so probably went, "Wheel, that's funny." I don't know. All right. Oh, look, I wasn't even looking at the clock. I'm sorry. I was thinking about pizza wheels. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back after the news. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah. 312-981-7200. 815 area code, Credence, who'll stop the rain. So, yeah. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we're going to talk with Daniel Gething, who won the World Marathon Challenge, where he ran 7 marathons on 7 different continents in 7 days. Which, every time I say that, I can see Esmeralda wince, just because it's so insane. But we'll talk to him, and he's a terrific guy, and he wrote a book about it called Relentless. That's coming up. Now, we're going through this. We've been talking food all morning. And we've been going through this taste test thing where a Taste of Home website got a bunch of people together to taste test 7 frozen pizza, 7 brands of frozen pizza, and they ranked the 7 brands. And here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, man?
All right.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You touched on this subject before about frozen pizzas, and I think I remember calling in and telling you about our favorite, which was Doreen's. I don't know if that's on that list or not, or if anybody's actually heard of it.
It's not on the list, but you know what? When we were shopping yesterday, I noticed it was at my Jewel.
You got to try it.
I will.
It's actually, I remember you asked where they were originally from, and we said Wisconsin. I think someone called in and said Indiana. If I remember reading correctly, I looked on the back of the box. They're from like the South Suburbs. It was a restaurant in the South Suburbs, so it's restaurant quality pizza.
Yeah. No, I saw it. I saw it in our frozen section yesterday. When we were shopping, so it's there. I'll definitely
give it a try.
I'll give it a try. I will do that.
And I was telling Dan, you talked about Jack's and California Pizza Kitchen and Tombstone. I used to work for Kraft Pizza Company some years back, and I delivered all of those pizzas to the Jules, the Dominic's,
yeah,
Little Mom and Pop, DiGiorno's, all of that.
Yeah.
In fact, they used to take cases of Jack's home. My family got burnt out on Jack's.
On Jack's Pizza, yeah. I mean, I think that's the when people think of cheap pizza, cheap frozen pizza that's good, it's always Jack's that pops up, always.
Well, exactly. I mean, you could see them on sale, you get 10 for 10 bucks.
Exactly. It's exactly right. You know? It's crazy.
There's another cheap one. Remember Totino's?
Oh, Totino's. Yeah, sure.
I used to live on that when I was single, because that's another one of those. It was so pliable, you could kind of roll it up and eat it.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
Now they got the little square ones. Those go on sale for like 10 for 10 bucks.
Right.
We get those too. But
right.
Doreen's is, we swear by Doreen's okay. whenever we can get a frozen pizza.
Cool. So. It's interesting that I saw that yesterday. I'll give it a try. Patrick, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, have a new one. All right. So we were in the middle of California Pizza Kitchen signature pepperoni, which came in last on this list. We had high hopes for this brand since many of our taste testers were fans of the restaurant, but it didn't quite live up to its name. Out of the oven, you could tell straight away that the pizza was different than the rest. Diced tomatoes and generous flecks of basil dotted the pizza in addition to the pepperoni. Our testers all agreed that this pizza looked the most appetizing, but once you dug into it, you were disappointed by the taste. The crust was overly thin. There wasn't enough pepperoni to satisfy our appetites. And the sauce was bland and very ketchup-y. As for those tomatoes and basil, they didn't taste fresh. And our testers all agreed that these additions took away from the overall flavor. So California Pizza Kitchen comes in at the bottom of the list, Esmeralda.
That yeah, makes sense.
You know what's going on, what's weird with when you get frozen pizza, is that it's always inconsistent in terms of, like, there's a pile of cheese here and there isn't any cheese on the other side.
Oh, right. You have to move the
you do.
Pieces of frozen cheese around.
Yeah, or the meat. Like, if there's a bunch of sausage on one piece, then you got to... that's one of the things about frozen pizza that's aggravating. All right. Jack's Pepperoni Pizza. We've been talking about Jack's. Jack's ranked slightly higher than California Pizza Kitchen. This frozen pizza was a slumber party classic for many of our tasters. But it ultimately, they say it didn't taste as great as we all remembered. While the tangy sauce was notable, the cracker-like crust and greasy pepperoni didn't earn any pizza points. Our testers agreed that this is the quintessential cheap frozen pizza. So... next on the list, Esmeralda, number five on the list, Tombstone Original Pepperoni Pizza.
There you go.
Which scored a 3.8. Oh, by the way, the California Pizza Kitchen scored 2.3 out of 10. Jack scored 2.9 out of 10. Tombstone scored 3.8 out of 10. Scoring fifth on our test was this classic Tombstone Pizza. The pizza looked a little more substantial than our lower-ranked slices, but it had the perfect crust-to-sauce ratio, but the thick crust was almost too thick. Testers compared it to chunky cardboard, and the pepperoni, which had a distinct caraway flavor, left us longing for more spice. Next, number four on the list, scoring a 5.1 out of 10, is Red Baron Classic Crust Pepperoni. Red Baron, I forgot to mention Red Baron. Barely nudging out our number three spot was Red Baron's classic thin crust pizza. Many of our reviewers remarked that this is exactly what they expect from a frozen pizza, though that didn't mean the pie was a favorite. The crust was fairly bland, though it crisped up nicely in the oven. It was topped with an ordinary under-seasoned red sauce. The pie's saving grace was its tasty, spicy pepperoni. We just wish there were more. Coming in at number three, scoring a 5.3 out of 10. This is my parents' favorite. This is the one they swear by. The Screaming Sicilian Holy Pepperoni Pizza. And by the way, it's got a fantastic box, too. Dan, have you ever seen the box for the Screaming Sicilian?
I have, yes.
It's pretty great. Coming right in the middle was Screaming Sicilian's Pepperoni Packed Pizza. The box boasts zesty tomato sauce, thick chopped pepperoni, and real Wisconsin cheeses. It had to be good, right? Well, our testers definitely noticed the bold tomato sauce laced with a light Italian seasoning blend. When it came to the pepperoni, we were thoroughly impressed. The pizza is piled with more toppings than any that we tried, but we all loved how the chopped pepperoni slices crisped up in the oven. But what was the brand's third name to claim? The cheese? That's where the pizza fell flat. We found the pizza to be bland with an overabundance that made it a bit greasy. Number two, DiGiorno. DiGiorno's original rising crust pepperoni pizza scored a 5.7. This has got to be the most popular frozen pizza now, right? DiGiorno, wouldn't it be at this point?
I would imagine, yeah. DiGiorno's.
Yeah. Second place goes to DiGiorno Original. This delivery-style pizza was our only rising crust option, and it definitely rose above most of the other brands we tried. Immediately, the crew of taste testers made a note of the thick, chewy crust. While the crust looked doughy and heavy, we were pleasantly surprised at how light it was. The only drawback was that the crust had a bit of sweet flavor to it, which wasn't well received. When it came to toppings, the cheese, sauce, pepperoni, all got good marks for taste, but everybody felt that there wasn't enough to balance out the thicker crust. A side of marinara for dipping would have made the pizza perfect.
I've never enjoyed it.
Enjoyed what? DiGiorno? DiGiorno?
Yeah.
DiGiorno?
Yeah. I've never enjoyed. I don't know what it is. I think it is the crust.
Mm.
There's too much of it.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a big fan of DiGiorno either. But again, I'm like a major, major thin crust guy. Like, I like really thin, crispy crust. Number four, scoring a 6.1 out of 10, Whole Foods. 365 everyday value thin crust pepperoni pizza. Our testers were shocked when this store brand pie was unveiled. How could generic taste so good? What set the pizza apart? It's perfectly seasoned. The sauce is blended with oregano, garlic, and basil. As one tester put it, there's a lot going on here more than pepperoni. But what really pushed this to number one was the irresistible crust. Crispy, golden, just a little thicker than a normal thin crust, and it tasted like it had been brushed with garlic butter. This is another dimension to an already flavor-packed pizza. When it came to this one, there was no leftovers. Whole Foods 365. Anybody ever try the Whole Foods 365 frozen pizza?
I haven't.
Oh, I haven't either. So, all right. Well, that's basically, you know, that's the rundown here. But my parents like number three, and I've had number three. And we've all had the Jack's pepperoni pizza, right? And we've all had the Tombstone original pepperoni pizza. Red Baron, we've had that. You've had Red Baron, right?
Yeah, I've had all those.
Yeah. But you guys have not had the Screaming Sicilian, correct?
No.
I don't think I have. I think somebody might have served it at a party, but I don't think I ate it.
Yeah.
I honestly, nowadays, if I buy a pizza, I buy whatever the fresh frozen one is. You know, like at Aldi, they're not frozen. They're just refrigerated.
Yeah, they're refrigerated ones.
Yeah. I just get those. They seem to taste better.
They probably, you know, and they also probably cook faster, obviously. You wouldn't, you know, probably takes like 10 minutes and it's done. Some of these take like a half an hour if it's a frozen pizza. Some of them take like a half an hour to cook. So, all right, well, there's the rundown right there on your frozen pizza. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the pizza talk and the food talk here. And then after 4 o'clock, we'll be happy to welcome David Gethling here, and he's going to tell us about his book Relentless and much more. We're also going to talk about the athletes and what it's like to be an incredible athlete, especially since we're watching all these great athletes during the Olympics here at this time. Very appropriate pair of songs from Creedence this morning. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, two for Tuesday. That 815 area code requesting a Creedence Clearwater Revival. Have you ever seen the rain? Hey, how's it going? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio. We're here till 5 every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. In just a few minutes after the 4 o'clock news, David Gething is going to join us, and he has written a book called Relentless, which talks about the World Marathon Challenge that he participated in and won, where he ran 7 marathons on 7 different continents in 7 days. And we'll talk about that. Plus, you know, what it takes to be a disciplined athlete like the ones that we're watching at the Olympics currently. So that's coming up after 4. 312-981-7200 is for talk and text. 312-981-7200. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. And you should like us right now, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, so let's see. Doug in Kansas City, we were talking about frozen pizza. We've been talking about food, and we were just talking about frozen pizza before, and we're getting some texts on that as well. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200 for talking text. Doug in Kansas City says the best frozen pizza for value is the Totino Party Pizza. Less than $1.50, and you get a crispy thin crust with about 4 slices. The combination style is surprisingly good. Yeah, Totino's, aren't Totino's more known for their pizza rolls than their pizza, than their pizzas?
I did not know they sold pizzas. I only knew of pizza rolls.
Yeah, because I mean, I know the pizza rolls. I think everybody on earth has had Totino's pizza rolls. But yeah, okay. 630-847-773 area codes and Mark the Bread Man say Home Run Inn. Oh yeah, how did we forget about Home Run Inn? How did we forget about Home Run Inn Pizza? It says Home Run Inn Pizza frozen tastes like you get in their restaurants. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot Home Run Inn. That's one of the best frozen. That's one of the very best frozen pizzas. 773 area code says Target, Archer Farms, and Reggio Turkey Sausage are good frozen pizzas. So Target's got a good frozen pizza. Esmeralda, we forgot Home Run Inn. How did we forget Home Run Inn?
You know, I didn't even know it was an actual restaurant. I thought it was just frozen pizza.
No. It's real. Yeah, I mean, I think Home Run Inn is... How did we forget? Oh, look at this. We have a call here. Here's Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Home Run Inn. Here we go. Yeah, I bought it maybe a week ago. It was on sale. And I kept buying it every day. I had it at least 5 times in this list.
It's really... Home Run Inn is really good frozen pizza.
It's great. It's saucy. And it was great cheese. Everything about it was good.
Yeah.
I loved it. Now, I will mention, about 5-8 years ago, Pizzeria Uno had out the thick crust pizzas and spinach ones, and they were, when you'd cut into them, they'd just be running of the sauces and everything, and I loved them.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get any for a long time, and it's not the same.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes they change their recipe.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Okay, thank you, Paula.
Bye-bye.
All right, Paula spent the whole week eating Home Run Inn pizza. There you go. 334 area code says that Vito and Nick's frozen pizza is sold at Mariano's. Ooh, I wonder if it's good. Because, you know, Vito and Nick's thin crust here on the south side, legendary, absolutely legendary and fantastic. I've never had the frozen version sold at Mariano's. All right. 312 area code says Newman's Own frozen pizza is really good. Newman's Own everything is good. Good. 847 area code. Connie's Sausage and Gino's East Spinach are my favorite frozen pizzas. Old Biker Guy has texted in, Esmeralda. Old Biker Guy. And he says, we called a pizza a grease wheel when I was younger. A grease wheel. Well, I mean, you know, that's appropriate, I guess. Maybe is that where wheel came from? The longer term was grease wheel.
Now I'm just thinking of that Simpsons with the steamed hams.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is that it? Oh, that's a Utica reference.
Right. Aurora Borealis at this time of year in your kitchen. That's from your favorite episode.
It is.
Yeah. That's 22 short stories about Springfield. What is the tall guy who's in the little car? Look at the, what is he, the boy who makes fun of everyone, who laughs at everyone?
Nelson.
No, I know it's Nelson. I'm just saying, what does the tall guy actually, because he says something to him.
Well, yeah, he says that. He's like, look, everyone.
Look, everyone.
Yeah.
This is the only car that I could afford. Okay, old biker guy. Anyway, 815 area code says, our favorite family-owned pizza place has a wagon wheel pizza. The pizza is so large the box has to be turned at a 45-degree angle to get through the front door. Well, they have those football pizzas, those football stadium-sized pizzas. That take up like a whole coffee table. Let me put them on. Oh, man. All right. 973 area code says Reggio's with an exclamation point. I haven't had Reggio's in a long time. I used to think Reggio's was pretty good. 815 area code says, don't forget Mama Celeste frozen pizza. It's only made in 6-inch size servings, but back in the 70s when it was full size, it was awesome. And then Todd says, what, no John's washed down with yummy cola? Come on. Yeah, John's frozen pizza was very popular and very cheap back in the day. Yummy cola. Esmeralda, you don't remember yummy cola, do you?
Do not.
Yummy cola was a Jewel brand generic pop. So, you know, you've got your cola, you've got your, you know, black cherry, you got your root beer, your ginger ale, your lemon lime. You know what I mean?
Yeah, soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had all different kinds of flavors. It wasn't just cola. So it was but it was called Yummy. Yummy Cola, and that was your cheap Juul brand version of pop. And so you get like a case of it for like, I don't know, $2 or something. And but the one thing that I remember, and I think I probably told you this before. Now, you know the good Bad Boys movie with Sean Penn that nobody's seen?
Yeah.
Okay. That movie took place in a prison, a juvie, a juvenile detention center for young kids, you know, who are killing people and stuff. So they're in the juvie. And at one point he's been stalked by these two guys who are clearly going to beat him up or do something worse to him. So he gets a pillowcase. Sean Penn gets a pillowcase and he goes to a vending machine. And he puts in some money, and he gets a bunch of cans of pop, and throws them in the pillowcase, and then beats the hell out of the guys with the cans of pop that are in the pillowcase. So that was his defensive weapon, beats the hell out of him with it. But the weird thing was that the movie was shot here in Chicago, by the way. Bad Boys was shot here in Chicago. So they used Yummy Pop in the machine. And I remember seeing the movie going, Yummy Pop is not in a, you would not get Yummy Pop in a vending machine in a prison. It was just that somebody, I think like a production head went, hey, just go to the Juul over there and get some Yummy Pop. So that's what he filled up his pillowcase. I'll never forget this. From the first day I saw the movie, came out in 1982. And I remember seeing it and going, that's the Yummy Pop. So this movie is unrealistic. It's one of those details. All right, we got to take a break. The news is coming up next. And after the news, we're going to have a fascinating guest on named David Gething, who's the author of a book called Relentless. All right, we'll take a break for the news.